Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Judith Glaser is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of The DNA of Leadership, also Creating We, also 42 Rules for Creating We. You're starting to get the picture here. She's someone who's bringing people together, and especially through her work on how the brain functions and why it does what it does and why it causes us to do what we do. Judy, tell us how we can find you online, how we can find all your books, please.
You can go to my website, which is www.creatingwe.com.
So check it out. Judy, how are ladies doing? How are women doing in the executive ranks in business these days?
Yeah, it's really interesting. As you get higher and higher up into a corporation, into the C-suite, you find less and less women. There's a big jump. You know, there's a really big jump. So there's a very small percentage of women that make it to the top. And I've had the chance to coach them. These are C-suite ladies who are feeling like they want to leave because they don't know how to play the game, and it becomes much more of a male game. And I say game because they have to learn what the rules are that are hidden inside of each culture about how to be a successful executive, right? And women tend to be nice to people. That's their nature. Or they want to talk, and they want to get to know and socialize and be friends. And guys,
and if they and if a woman acts like a guy, it doesn't come across well, does it?
So what happens is when a woman starts to become very assertive, people read it as aggressive, and all of a sudden they get labeled as the aggressive, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And I went into one pharmaceutical company to coach two people, a man and a woman. The woman was being coached because she was too aggressive. The man was being coached because he was too soft in the same company, which suggests that we have this kind of plum, this little idea that's hidden in every culture about how much you can push and how much you can pull and which gender can do it successfully. But I think you raised the right question, which is how do women who are trying to aspire to become a C-suite executive or get to the top, what's their behavior? How do they handle this? How do they get the respect of the men in companies as well as women in order, you know, is it a different animal? Are we now creating a third?
Well, they can't be friends with their female employees, can they?
Am I wrong about that?
I mean, they can't be the CEO 1 hour and the empathetic cry on my shoulder, my boyfriend's mean to me the next hour.
Well, I think what you're saying underneath the surface, tell me if this is correct, is that they have to know how to be tough with people, and they need to be tough. You can't always be nice to people. You have to be able to call the line and be what's called accountable and help people become accountable.
Right.
Because see, executives, and that's what I'm learning. I'm giving a talk next week to a women's organization who has only 3 women out of, you know, 10,000 or something like that who've made it to the top, and they want me to talk about that. And part of what happens is that you need to be able to combine the hard and soft together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, you're not going to make it, because people expect that getting results, it doesn't come from sitting and talking to people. Getting results comes from knowing how to put pressure on people in the right way to get results.
Mm-hmm.
And women can do that. It's not, we're not built to. That doesn't mean because we're nice and sweet that we can't do that. You just have to learn how to do it in a way that's effective.
Sometimes women worry too much about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't do that as much.
No, it's interesting. If you put risk-taking into this picture, it turns out that men will take a risk and put their name on something, even if they haven't fully fleshed it out.
Yep.
Women need to have 90% of whatever it is, their idea fleshed out before they're confident.
They wait too long to pull the trigger.
That's right, exactly. And they're afraid, as a consequence, they're afraid of what the feedback is going to be about it not being complete, because women really do have, they struggle.
Well, and here's the thing. Men believe if they break it, they can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether women think that way or not.
Yeah, well, they don't want to break it, because then it could hurt somebody.
Well, it also women are more likely to play by the rules. Men are more likely to take license with the rules.
They change the rules. They make the rules.
That's
and
right.
Again,
and they're comfortable in that environment. Women maybe
that's
not
right.
so much.
That's right.
So, do women need to think more like men in that way?
Women need to be able to bring the hard and soft together and be able to do both, because it really is necessary to get results. If you're leading a large organization of 100,000 people or whatever size it is, or 10 people in small business, you have to be able to move people to get results. And I think that's what women are capable of it. Mm-hmm. Once they step into it, once I found it, my goodness, 30 mm-hmm. years ago, I studied positive influence, power and influence. Mm-hmm. Once I found my power, I realized that it was absolutely brilliant and important for me to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's great.
So absolutely.
Find your power.
CreatingWe.com, right?
CreatingWe.com.
It's always a pleasure, Judy. Will you come back again real soon?
You bet.
Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, Glaser. Check out whatever she's got going on, folks. You want to know about it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.